Would you please join me in welcoming our good friend, Dr. Captain Matthew Rings, Matt.
How forward can I walk before I get feedback?
Don't walk in front of that.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's really great to be here. I'm really humbled. And, you know, Gina and Robert have been our friends for 10 plus years. And they've just been a blessing in our life. Really, they're our best friends. You know, he's my brother of a different mother. I don't know if you have one of those, maybe a sister of another mother too, that just supports you and lifts you up there when you need him, especially in prayer. But they invited me here tonight to kind of talk about my journey a little bit. And that blue band definitely speaks to the journey my wife and I have been on for about the last year and a half. Just a quick thing about myself. In the Navy, I'm a doctor, eye surgeon, also flight surgeon. So I went to flight school up at Milton, if you're, so kind of have a great job in the Navy. But, and then became a believer, though, about age 12. Baptized at that same time by professionals in a Baptist church. Just a joke, but, you know, the Baptist. Uh-huh. That was like, they dunk you deep and hold you for a little bit. And then, you know, grew up in Christ, been growing in him, and you know, then in the 20s, you know, a lot of people go through a little time where maybe they've got one foot in the world and one foot in church. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. And, you know, that's a little bit of my story. Married to my wife, Toni, for the last, going on 23 years here. And we met in church. So what a blessing to really be married to just a woman of God. And really my sister first, because that will last forever. You know, she's going to be my sister in heaven, right? And who's helped me through this journey that I'm going to tell you about. About a year and a half ago, I went to the doctor, and I was told I have cancer. Anybody here have a family member or a friend that you know that you've been touched by cancer? You know that, gosh, it's just, you know, you're just like a punch to the stomach, you know, when you hear so-and-so's got cancer or I've got cancer. Maybe some of you personally have experienced that. Not only was it cancer, but stage four. If you're kind of catching on, four's really bad. Four's everywhere in your body. And that was my cancer. Bones, lymph nodes, chest, pelvis, you know, just all over. And I remember just, you know, just being such fear. You know, even as a Christian, you know, we get sometimes gripped by this fear. And you don't know what to do, but although I knew that God was with me, but, you know, we couldn't sleep. We were crying. You know, we just had this sense of, what's going on? Wait, I'm 53. Why me, God? Right? And this kind of, just kind of this angst, this going on in our souls. And just a week or two later, we were in church. Church was over. We're talking to a few friends. We really only a couple people knew outside of our family. And we're sitting in church, kind of like you all are sitting here. Maybe after this is over, maybe you visit for a little bit. And here comes this guy. He sits down right next to me. Don't know who he is. This is interesting. Got done talking, and I said, good morning. How are you, sir? And he goes, hey, my name's Henry. And I'm like, well, I'm Matt. And he goes, and this is really, this is it verbatim. I don't know who you are. I don't know what's going on with you, but God told me to tell you, you're going to be okay. Is that amazing or what? He heard a word. He said later on when I got to know him, and we're friends now, he goes, I was scared to death. I heard an audible voice from God. I've never heard it before. And he said, that man, you need to tell him he's going to be okay. And he goes, also tell him the Bible verse in James that says, go and be anointed by the elders and that they may pray for you that you may be healed. So out of obedience, you know, in all this craziness of cancer, we went and obeyed the word of the Lord that came through this man. I mean, I'm still in goosebumps when I tell this story. But God is the God who gives goosebumps, right? The Bible's full of words and visions and dreams that are given to people just for these kind of moments. But we were still a little anxious, and so our small group came close to us. I don't know if you're in a Bible study or if you're in a group, a small group of people that love the God, love the Lord and come alongside you. Our friends came alongside us. We worshiped the Lord. We sang along to YouTube videos, to, you know, Hillsong and Bethel. We had a great night of worship, reading the Bible in between songs. And then at the end, they pulled us in chairs, and they put their hands on us, and they gave us prayers, earnest prayers of peace over our life. You know, just 20 people, just, I don't know if you've ever had this experience. It's amazing when people pray for you. And from that moment on, I'm telling you, for the last year and a half, I've slept like a baby. My wife has slept like a baby. God's peace came into our hearts. So, you know, whatever you're going through, and this is going to be part of this, is I want you to hear that God is going to be with you. In fact, Gina mentioned Joshua 1:9, which is kind of my verse. And it says, be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For I, the Lord your God, am with you always. Not just today. He's with you always. Be strong and courageous. So I have been, he has given me his strength. He has given me his courage because, like I said, when I first found out, I was like crying like a baby. I was not courageous. I was fearful. But this verse says, do not be afraid. So whatever you're going through, do not be afraid. God can put and will put his courage into you. And then another thing happened. My sister has a friend. She had a dream. I knew her from 25 years ago from church in Omaha. I haven't spoken to her since. And she let me know through Facebook Messenger. She goes, Matt, I had a dream that I was in church with you and your wife. She's never met my wife. And God said that you were healed. She goes, and then when I talked to her, she's like, I had this dream and I woke up and I didn't know what to do with it. She was fearful. Like, it's almost too much information. Like, what do I just give him this? And what if it doesn't happen? What if he succumbs to his illness and he's not healed? I'll feel terrible that I put this false hope in him. But then when she first opened up Facebook, there was a picture of me sitting in a hospital bed getting treated. And she goes, I've got to tell him what God gave me in a dream. So that's two words from the Lord. I'm going to be okay and that I'll be healed. So let me tell you a little bit more. So that was about a year ago. Got through the treatments. I'm right now currently my third round of chemotherapy, which is basically what poison they put in your veins, travels around to kill the cancer. First one worked for a little bit, then stopped working, got radiation. Second round of chemo didn't even work at all. It was all pain and no gain on that. So I'm like, okay, stop that. And my doctor was actually here in Pensacola, was out of complete ideas. He was like, Matt, I got nothing else for you. You know, we thought this is going to be the end. In fact, in November, my liver, which has cancer in my liver, started to blow up. Like it was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, like I'm having a baby almost. I couldn't even put on my pants on. I was turning yellow from jaundice, and my doctor said, Matt, you've got liver failure. You've got 1 month to live. That, talk about another punch to the gut. Like, God, you said I was going to be healed. You said I was going to be okay. This doesn't sound okay. So that was December 5th. So let's see, what's today? January 30th? It's been more than a month, and I'm no longer jaundiced. I've got on my skinny jeans. So God led my wife to find another doctor in New Orleans, and he's a fantastic doctor. And this is part of this healing story. With one treatment, all that went away. Everything shrank. My jaundice went away. I was on my deathbed one night, Tony. I couldn't even get off the couch except maybe to crawl to the bathroom. My family came to visit me to say their goodbyes. I don't know if you've ever had that happen to you. That's a sobering moment. I was lucky that I got to hear it because most people never hear it. It's what people say at a funeral, right? Well, he was a great brother. And, you know, he was a great uncle or whatever, but at least I had the blessing to hear it, and I was able to bless him in return, not knowing what the future held. But deep in my heart, I knew God said, be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Although I knew that this could end in death, my faith in God was still strong. In fact, somebody in my family goes to my wife, tell Matt it's okay to let go. I'm like, I'm not ready to let go. God has a plan for me. And my prayer has always been that I, one day, what was my prayer, Mike? Stand right here in a church and give testimony to what God has done for me so that you could be encouraged, so that you could gain strength. That's what a testimony is all about, right? My story is God's story so that it can be your story. That's what a testimony is supposed to do. So now it's January 30th. I've had three treatments. My liver is back to normal. no more liver failure, and really my cancer has shrunk by probably 90% at this point. In fact, by the scale, I've lost 10 pounds of cancer out of my body. It's not me trying to diet. It's dissolving away in this healing process. What I wanted to also is just prayer. Through this whole thing, Robert's been praying, Gene's been praying, other churches have been praying, people I don't even know are praying. I got a picture of a group of Indian Christian students, and they had on a chalkboard, Uncle Matt, they call everybody Uncle, you know, Uncle Matt, we are praying for you. These kids in India. My brother's like, Matt, I've got people at work. He lives in Arkansas. They're coming up. How's your brother doing? I'm praying for him. So I don't know what you're doing, but there's people in your life that need your prayers. And they're be fervent in your prayers. There's a story in the Old Testament, King Hezekiah. The Bible says he had a terminal illness. Sound familiar? As soon as he heard that, he got on his knees. It said he turned his face to the wall, put the world away from him so that he could concentrate on just the Lord God. And he prayed fervently. And God said, because of your fervent prayer, and secondly, because I saw your tears, I'm going to heal you and give you 15 more years that you didn't have. God listens to your prayers. God cries with you. He sees your tears. Whatever the anguish is in your life, mine's cancer. Yours could be some other disease. Yours could be somebody in your family that is just tormenting you. God hears your prayers. Never stop praying. Pray like a life depends upon it, because it can. Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, when he was in Asia traveling around, he says, me and my friends, they're traveling around giving the gospel. He goes, we were like unto death. They were scared for their life. And he goes, what kept me going was the prayers of you all in Corinth, the church in Corinth. He knew that those prayers were going to God the Father, and God was blessing his ministry. And these are just people in a little church praying for a guy out there doing God's work. So your prayers make a difference. God wants your prayers. There's another story. This is Jesus, so it's coming from the source, right? From God himself, Jesus Christ. The disciples are like, how should we pray? And he goes, let me tell you a story. There was a widow who went before a judge so that she could win a case against her adversary. The judge said no. She kept coming back every day. No. Coming back. Look, judge, you need to give me justice. No. She kept coming back. No is the answer. Get out of my court. She would show up the next day. I need you to hear my case and give me what I need, which is justice. Finally, the judge gives in and says, I will give you justice. And Jesus goes, how much more is our God in heaven who loves you going to give what you need with your prayers, your constant coming back to him and praying for him? I'm telling you, through this cancer, my prayer life is off the charts. I used to pray, hey, I'll pray for you. Like a week later, oh my gosh, I never prayed for them. When people ask you to pray and you say you're going to pray for them. Get in your whether it's right then or that moment, pray for them. Maybe you have a time during the day where you read your Bible and you pray. Pray for them. God wants your prayers. The Bible calls your prayers a fragrance. It's a beautiful thing, a fragrance before the throne of God. If you ever thought that you had any influence in heaven, you do. Your prayers go up to heaven. You're not just stuck on this earth. There's something, this connection between us and heaven, right? Our prayers are beautiful to God. Pray, pray. Get in your Bible. Learn these verses. And somebody sent me a list of healing verses, verses that talk about healing, Old Testament verses. The verses in the Psalms, the New Testament talks about healing. Pray, I pray these, I read them. You know, God says, my word is alive and active. These verses are alive. We will not understand till we get to heaven, but his word can work in your life. So get in the Word. Read your Bible. For the last 4 years, I've read through the Bible. I get one of these one-year Bibles. I brought mine in. Oh, I didn't bring it in. I'm sorry. Thought I had it with me. And it just tells you, January 1st, read this. January 2nd, read that. It couldn't be any easier. Get one of those Bibles. Get in there. It's 15 minutes a day. You spend that much on Facebook, don't you? Or Instagram, a lot of us. You can do that. Get in the Word. It's active. This is how we talked about these songs we're singing about. I want more love, more power. This is awesome. You're in the church. You're worshiping. You're hearing the Word of the Lord. But more love and more power comes through His Word, through His Son, who is the Word, right? Get in there. Start praying. Get into the Bible, okay? So a friend of mine, Mike Piscara and Beth, they're actually in the front row. They're my prayer warriors. I said, I've got thousands praying, but if I could only choose two people to pray for me, it would be these two. Their prayers are powerful. They type them up in an email. Probably takes them an hour to write these prayers for me, and I get one or two a week. And my wife and I pray them, and it's just so powerful. And to know that somebody loves me enough to pray, it's completely humbling. Because my whole life, I don't know if I've really done that for somebody else, to show that love to somebody else. If I can encourage you, though, show that love to somebody. Maybe pick that one person that you can really come along that you know is suffering. Maybe it's cancer for them. Maybe they've lost a loved one. Maybe they've divorced, and they're just, you can tell they're going through depression and sadness. Come alongside that one person. You can't do this for 1,000 people, but you can do it for one. I know you can. You will be encouraged. Not only them be encouraged, you will be encouraged as you pray for one another. So, one more thing. I'm going to leave you with one more miraculous story, and this is my own. I told you the cancer was everywhere, right? It's in my bones everywhere, and really it was in my ribs really bad. In fact, these bones were just crumbling apart because the cancer was eating them up, and the nerves were just on fire. I couldn't sleep. I was on morphine, you know, an opioid drug, 24/7, just to try to control the pain. I was loopy. I was, you know, it's awful medicine if you're on it. It's just, you know, what do I want? Do I want to feel no pain, or do I want to feel alert and not sleepy and run down and all that stuff? And I just finally went off the medicine. I couldn't take it. But the pain was agony, I'm telling you guys. Couldn't sleep, maybe for 30 minutes at a time. And I've done about 2 weeks of this, and I just couldn't take no more. And I laid my hands right here. It was about midnight at night, and I couldn't sleep, and I just begged the Lord, just like Hezekiah, in tears, God, take this pain away. I can't take it anymore. It went on a little bit longer than that, just pleading for Him. Lord, I don't know if I can heal myself. I mean, I'm not at a healing service, or I'm not, but Lord, it's just You and me. Heal these bones right now. And I slept through the night. Pain was gone from that moment on till today. And that is miraculous. It's not Matt. It's not the doctor. It's not the medication. I was off the medication. That was Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit, healed me at that moment because I couldn't take anymore. And God said, I've got you. You're going to be okay. You're going to be healed. You're going to be strong. You're going to be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. So if I can just leave you with that thought, Joshua 1:9, just rest on that promise. He is there with you all the time. Through your good times, right, where we praise, we're clapping, we're joyful, but also in your deepest sorrow moments, He's there with you. You know, the first song, nobody's going to take away my joy. Cancer is not going to take away my joy. Even on my deathbed, I will say, Lord, though You slay me, yet I will praise You. And at some point, I will be in heaven in a new glorified body. So will all of us. But in the meantime, God's got a job for you. He's got a job for me. And that's to give your testimony. I've got my story. You're going to have your story. Think what your story is. So when somebody goes, why do you believe in Jesus? You go, oh, do I have a story for you? And you're going to tell your story. And they're going to hear about Jesus. And they're going to hear about how He gives you more power, more love, courage, and strength. And they're going to want a bit of that, right? and you're going to draw more people into the kingdom of God. And you know who gets the glory? God the Father, through Jesus and his Holy Spirit. And this can be your story. I pray none of you get cancer. But you're going to have that one thing, right? Give it to God. Don't let that thing steal your joy. So I appreciate you listening to me. And I'm very humbled to be here and share it with you. And give 100%. You've got more to give. I know you do. Give it. Because God is so good. And he wants to give you more love. And he wants to give you more power for his purpose and his glory. Thank you so much.